today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Beluga is so infirm.
That's not funny.
Now that he is carried downstairs. He is carried down outside to do his business, and then he is carried back up the stairs. So she is...
God, that's the life.
Oh, can you imagine that? Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, I'd love that.
Say somebody carry you to the toilet. Thank you. I'll be out in a minute.
It would have to be a very big guy.
There you go. Thank you very much. My line to you was, she had some work done. I said, she's 12 years old. She doesn't need it. And then Rob said, like in the great 50s, hey, she's a knockout.
And I stand by it.
You're gross. Rats multiply so quickly that in 18 months, two rats could have over 1 million descendants.
Oh, that's got to be made up.
That's what it
says. Well, I mean, it's not like everything in a box of candy is true.
But it, I could see. I mean, they've talked about how prolific they are in the cities in America.
They love to bone.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Pony boy Matt Bloom has left the studio. He is in pain today.
Yes, horrible pain.
He is moving his way out to his car now. And the wonderfully compassionate words of Oscar Santana as he was leaving the building, because he threw his back out exercising. He's going for a run. Oscar Santana, his final words to Pony Boy. Pony, you have to build the muscle before you can use it.
That's true.
That was the
Oscar
line of,
was amazingly supportive about the whole thing, especially when he said, "Are you in pain?" And Pony said, "Yes." He says, "Get out of here. You're sucking the energy out of the room."
It's true.
Well, I had no
idea.
As
opposed to a normal day with him. And
well,
what?
I mean, usually he's a fireball.
When he's so vibrant.
Exactly.
When he's the dynamo.
I know when he's 100%. We've known each other longer than you guys have known each other, I guess.
What's the deal with him? What's the deal? Rob, you were in here with him this morning. What's his deal?
He threw his back out. He blames it on the running, but apparently he actually threw it out reaching for a keyboard in
a
studio.
Mouse.
Yeah, he was in pain yesterday and hoping he was better today.
I know this is a back suffer. Yeah. You can do it anyway. Doesn't have to bend. Mm-hmm. Don't have to lift. You know, you can turn a certain way. And if you've previously injured it, that means now. Well, Rob, you've had back problems.
I have some lower back stuff sometimes. Yeah.
So that means all four of us now officially.
Comes with age.
Yeah.
I think that's just the deal.
But Pony doesn't have stomach issues.
No, he doesn't. No. And all three of us do.
Yes.
All three of us do with that. So
he'll catch up.
How's he? Is he going to be okay? Because I sometimes the disconnect that I feel being away in my little studio, where thankfully I don't have to deal with anyone individually.
You have to deal with yourself.
I have to deal with myself in the mirror. And when I'm checking the printer, I do that.
Yes.
As I did right before.
There
the
was
show
an
today.
Early check-in today and then off to the printer.
Yeah, there was when I check in at 10 minutes of, you know, I've got a serious visit with the printer.
Yeah.
And that's
you're
what
changing
I had
ink, you're checking the toner.
By the way, for those of you that are just listening and don't know what we're talking about, you're going to just have to catch up with the show.
Yes.
All right. I'll let him in on it. Checking the printer means going to the toy, mm-hmm. going to the toilet.
And that's invariably exactly
Big potty, of course.
Yeah.
It's not because checking the printer wouldn't be fun if you had to pee.
No.
You know, what are you going to do, pee on the printer?
No, that would just be changing the yellow cartridge.
So Pony hurt his back, and we had a little issue with our video camera, and we were fixing it, and then I heard Oscar saying, "Pony, you're sucking the air out of the room. What's going on?" And then I found out about this back debacle, so he has left.
What you didn't see the draw. And look, I think this is fair for everybody. The beauty of this program, much like I had I would say a week ago, right, is when I went home and I said, because I had a stomach issue.
Mm.
Yeah.
I know when somebody's not 100%, the reason why we built this is to not be corporate America where you got to, you know, tough it out during the 2 hours we're here and then another three after the fact just working on the show.
Right.
I know that it's best for business for him to leave because when we're trying to create, the last thing you want is a 90-year-old man walking around the studio.
It's true.
Mopey McMokerson.
Yes.
Mopey McMokerson.
He really was moving around like the old man that owned the bank in Mayberry, Ben Harper. he said that when he got out of bed this morning.
You know what? I don't even understand that reference. I don't even understand. You have to give a more recent one. It's absolute. Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Yes, Mr. Burns.
Much better.
But Mr. Burns was more ambulatory because he swore that when he got out of bed, he had to crawl against the wall like a mouse would do. You never notice when a mouse runs around a room, they're always in the corner against the wall. That's how they find their way. Yeah. Really? Oh.
Yeah, well, Frankie will, if I'm taking Frankie out for a walk and then we get back to where the cars are,
yes,
he will hug underneath the car.
I'm not sure that's a good sign.
It's a instinctual knowledge of birds of prey, I believe. That's why he does that. He actually
to
hides
protect
under
himself?
The car. I think so. I don't know. Ask Frankie with his little walnut brain.
Little
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Right?
Or he's just trying to end it all.
Well, look, Frankie aside, Pony was moping around here. And the best thing for a bad back is for you to rest and not be sitting up.
Right.
Go lay down, throw your laptop on your chest, and then do the work you're supposed to do from home.
And you know, it can happen to all people, featherweights as well as heavyweights. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, when I've known people that are super thin that have back problems, it doesn't really matter. Look at the golfers on the PGA Tour, incredibly fit human beings that throw their back out.
They're putting stress on their back all day.
Torquing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Rob, is it's such a fickle situation. It's so
delicate.
Quirky. It's delicate that the back can go out at any moment.
It is funny, though, that he took his first run in like 8 years and then.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Well, see, I've known the thin people that got terrible back injuries due to running because there's just not a lot. And, you know, you make a joke about the muscle tissue, but if somebody is super, 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 super thin and they try to run, there is something to having meat on the bones. There is something to having the musculature.
And I think there's another thing to
actually support it. You know,
did you, when you were a kid or to this day, do you ever save the wishbone from a turkey and dry it out and do the wishbone where you pull it? You know what I mean?
No.
Are you familiar
with
this?
You never did that?
No.
Of course I'm familiar with this. We did it growing up.
We never saved it. It was just sitting there at dinner.
I'm sure everything went into fricassee.
And then we pulled it.
used every part of the cow.
My mom would take it out of the turkey at Thanksgiving, and she would put it on the windowsill in the kitchen
and wait
for it to dry. And it would only be, my sister and I would only be able to do the little break of the wishbone after it had dried sufficiently.
Nice.
I remember that ritual. Yeah. I remember that my mom's ritual.
And it's
God
funny, we put it on the windowsill too, the windowsill right above the sink. But when I think of Pony's skeleton, I think of bones that brittle. And that's why I think that his bones have been dried. These are not bones that have just come out of the turkey.
Yeah,
this is like for a Christmas turkey.
Like it's been sitting on the windowsill for a while.
Pony's been on the windowsill and it's March 8th now. And it's been 3 months since Christmas and it's just brittle. Right. And that's why he can't exert himself.
It's the same sound. Do you have that biting bird, that bird sound? Do you have it? Would you be able to retrieve that?
The crunch?
You know, the one where it's just like the biting sound where it's like crunch.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Take too long. But I mean, it's just, it's him, and he never seems to be in that kind of state. So
no, that's why I was like, look, man, you're bumming everybody out.
Yeah.
I understand.
Just get out of here and go rest it up, right?
Safe home. He's not dead.
And I also like yelling at people and saying, you can do everything from home. Why are you even coming in anyways?
My name is Matt Bloom. My bones are brittle.
Yes.
Yesterday, I decided to go for a 2 mile run.
Sunday, 2 days ago.
Sunday, 2 days ago, and I broke my back. I'm sorry.
We are the worst friends ever.
Yeah. Hope he gets some medical attention.
Yes, of course.
You know what? What is it about broadcasting? What is it about broadcasting that we can never empathize with someone? With whatever issues.
Well,
they
why
have.
Do you think he literally couldn't walk this morning and still made it his way in here?
Because
you don't want to take the beating. You know what? We're all the same way.
He's fine.
We're all the same way. We have to be like essing our brains out before we don't come
Very
in.
Very true.
It's true.
You know
we're
what?
All the same.
Oscar gave him the gift of gifts. Oscar gave him the opportunity to go to where he is happy and comfortable, and that's home.
Well, it's,
he does
it's
not
sort
like
of a
to
gift.
Leave those walls.
But
really.
The thing is, it's not really a gift because he'll feel better tomorrow, but we'll never let him live this down.
No, I will. I will. Hey, if you, I've left shows because of back injuries. I've done that before.
Yeah, but
I
Mike,
think.
You're in your.
No, I've
50s.
Done a lot of shows with pain.
You're yeah, of course, 50s. You live in pain.
I know. I know. Paul, but
he's
I mean,
in
I,
his 30s. His early
Rob worked
30s.
With me. Rob worked with me when I would walk down the hallway, and it was pretty funny to watch the Fred Sanford walk. When I would do that walk down the hallway because of my back at the old WJFK.
The first
studios.
Time I noticed it, you did not laugh when I said, Elizabeth, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
eventually you got, eventually
responding, pain, I imagine.
Responding to your incredible empathy. Hey, we're running out of time. We can't yes. do the mailbag now, but okay. I want to hear about your lady.
Yes.
This was all I know is right before the show, Oscar said that Shannon has had some work done.
Some work done.
What the hell? Are you referring to
I'm
plastic
not,
surgery?
I'm
because
not,
there's no woman not, in the world that look, doesn't need...
Invasive plastic surgery is one thing.
The only procedure right. that woman needs is a beauty reduction.
And
am I right?
And I'm not opposed to it at all. Not at all.
Right.
Do your thing.
That's right. I using said, science.
So yeah. My line to you was, she had some work done. I said, she's 12 years old. Right. She doesn't need it. And then Rob said, like in the great 50s, hey, she's a knockout.
And I stand by it.
Oh, you're gross. she is beautiful, yeah. But when you say it, for some reason, I get the heebie-jeebies.
No, you should be. I don't want to make you ill at ease.
We bonded over your commentary on that subject mm-hmm. in any way.
Yes.
Oscar, that is our greatest bonding tool is when you go into that realm.
It
always seems to get to bodily yuck. Fluids.
I don't want to. Well, I don't want to go too far with it, but I will say she has beautiful legs and a nice figure.
Oh God. All right, enough.
That's so gross.
So
you're just grossing me out.
My,
it's fun.
Legs all day.
legs for days. I tell
legs
you what,
for days. That's the
that
right way
that dame.
To say it.
What stems?
On what is, I think it was Thursday.
Yeah,
she comes
right.
back, and I knew that she was going. This is a doctor. I don't know. I imagine they're good. They're in the area. I do not know this right. doctor. And she. She said she gets migraines, right? She used to get them on a regular basis. And you can
welcome to my world.
And you can get Botox for migraines, just a
that's
little bit, right?
Really?
And it's helped her.
Where
and,
do they put it in your brain?
It helps you like near your temples, but also helps you for your TMJ.
Okay.
Right? That is.
And I guess they probably wouldn't put botulism in your brain. That would be a bad
idea.
Well,
all I know is the last one I got was on Friday.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks ago, I got one Friday and Monday. So I made it through two tapings mm-hmm. yesterday with that one. And then this morning, I got the stars in bed.
Oh.
And I got a little concerned about because that's normally a precursor. So I could get one at any minute. And I think it's the time of year, too. I don't know. It's just something
are
like
sure
a lot
wasn't
of people
Carla?
Are talking. Oh well, the stress.
And by the way,
the stress is off the stars.
Stars in bed is a category.
Yeah,
yeah. So don't Google that.
So is she getting the Botox for the migraines, or is she getting? Well, she's too young to.
She's too young.
She's
not.
Lines.
She's not wrinkled yet, right? Right. So, but she will eventually. We all age.
Mike, she's not wrinkled yet.
She's not wrinkled yet.
But I noticed that her lips were a little different.
Hurt her real bad,
and I was like,
"Really?
Did you?" Do something with your lips. And she was like,
wow. I was like, I'm intrigued by
yeah,
this.
And she said, she goes, yeah, like this little swollen. I was like, look, I'm not saying we shouldn't go out in public for a little bit.
Oh,
but,
no.
You didn't say that.
It's not like Barbara Hershey,
let's
is it?
Let's work under the cover of night for the next 3 days as the swelling goes down. Let's not make any public appearances.
It's not like the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, is it?
Lisa Rinna.
It's not Lisa Rinna.
But Mike, because I do what I do, I have to go into shtick mode right away, right?
Right,
she looks
right,
beautiful.
I understand.
She looks beautiful.
So you approve of the plumping of the lips?
I said, you did not need this. I was like, this is not something that I ever really want from anybody in my life. Like, if you want to get breast augmentation, I get that. That's your thing. That's fine, right? But lips is
that was subtle, Oscar.
But lips is not are not my
very subtle.
Are not my like, oh my God. You have to, I was like, you look beautiful before, you look beautiful now. Don't ever think that you need to change for me unless it's breast augmentation because that's something I'm looking
again,
for, right?
Subtle.
Unless it's the breast augmentation.
I actually have a tape. Yes. You know, we have a recording studio here and Shannon was in yesterday. I have a tape of Shannon yesterday.
Okay.
But my lips hurt real bad.
So you sound, I know you and you approve. You like
great.
The look.
She looks good.
Yeah.
Is it subtle or is it dramatic?
The swelling has gone down. You cannot notice unless you're probably a woman and you've known her before and you're like, I've seen those lips. Those lips do.
God, well, I see what
you know. What I spoke to her yesterday. We had a conversation. I did not notice anything. Mm-hmm. I did not notice.
Is that when she looks said, great?
Hi, Rob.
I'll tell you, giving her a kiss, it feels like it's she's got nicer lips.
Well, I mean, this is what they normally did. They do the Botox in the no, they can't do.
No, it's some sort of
paralyze.
It's some sort of filler.
Like, did they take it from fat cells?
Oh, I don't know enough. Mike, I did not go that deep. I said, look, that looks great.
How would you like to have some bigger lips?
When you went to the lips.
Yes.
It
feels natural. It feels natural.
I just became fascinated because that's kind of a cool thing. Mm. And it also doesn't last. It's a temporary thing.
I think it's like 6 months.
6 months, but yeah. but you seem to be.
She looks hot.
You know what there is here? I know
hot.
This guy.
What's that?
There's pride. He yeah, likes
he
this.
Likes it, sure.
He likes this a lot.
And I didn't have to pay for it, which was a big win.
Just for the guys in the room, you think we get a little photographic evidence at some point?
I'll have her
snap a shot or two.
She's probably gonna be pissed when she walks in. But you know what, Mike?
Is she coming in today?
She's coming in before 10. Yes,
Mike. She's gonna be pissed. But here's the bad thing.
She's gonna be very pissed. I don't want it. You know what? I'm not gonna do that because I don't want that to be required.
I'll send you a creep pic. Like, I'll be like, hey, let me take a picture real quick.
I'd love to see. I'd love to see because I'm fascinated by that.
I'm worried when I'm talking to her, I won't be able to not look at them. Because now I know that something's happened.
Will you leave my wife out of your fantasy?
No, I can't. And I don't fantasize. Maybe she about
you
me.
You creep.
Yeah, that is.
You're like, oh, Rob's so sexy and funny. Well, never said to me.
Yeah. Try being funny. Kid chicks dig it. You know the
when
bad thing?
When she walks in today, Rob, look at her and say, with a body like that, you could go places.
I say, you really are a knockout.
A knockout.
The sad thing is she's going to be.
For days.
She's going to be mad, but she won't be able physically to show her teeth.
They're not cartoon sized, but the first day they were, and yeah, I was like,
"Really?"
Well, I mean, because they're swollen, right? And I said, "Hey, well, from what I know about plastic surgery, and what my mom's had like work done in the past, or not my mom, my sister, it's like you go in on a Thursday, you take that Friday off, and." You let the weekend. You have the weekend to recover, so it's not as dramatic.
That's right. Because by Saturday, you still look like Mick Jagger. You ought to have them.
You know what? I'm not a big one for plastic surgery on anybody.
Mike, we could all use some improvements.
Sure. We could also like if I lost 100 pounds, I'd probably get the turkey neck address.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
I would do that
without losing weight.
And you know what? You might not. You know. You might not. Yeah. It might go away.
I doubt it because I think it would have. Remember when RJ lost the weight? And it had kind of it really kind of had the flesh down there. I think I'd probably get the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I've got it already. You know,
it's yeah.
Like, gobble, gobble, gobble. but I'm not averse to plastic surgery because, you know, I've had successful plastic surgery in the past.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. So
lots of people like it.
I have. I'm not talking about him. Now, you know, we get in trouble for doing that. So
okay.
You've been doing it a lot lately.
Yeah.
You've been on him, and I get the crap for
it.
But I've had, a very, very successful penis enlargement. it's a wonderful doctor, up here in Maine. And you guys, do you want the mushroom cap or the pickle? And it's been very, very, very successful. And I get a free lobster roll at Governor's Restaurant.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We love you women, but we can't be what you want us to be. We try. We can't figure you out. Why do you think guys like mowing the lawn so much? We'd rather hear... than whatever you have to say. It's the same reason you guys blow dry your hair for so long. It can't take that long. You probably keep wetting your hair so you can stay in there. I can't take another word from him. Why do you think that thing is shaped like a gun? He won't shut up. We can't figure you out. You're too delicate. You guys are like that string of Christmas tree lights where if one of the bulbs is out, the whole operation is down. You make one mistake, she just shuts down, and you don't know which bulb it is. You have to guess, is this the problem? 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 And the dumb man is like, screw it, I'll just go buy a new one. I'm saying, What I'm trying to tell you women is get married as close to your death as possible.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From the hearts of our nation's capital of the Podcast Village Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We got a great new app, our PlayaPod app with Mr. Todd. I'm politically confused more. Time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer, plus the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. By the way, speaking of Todd, when I saw that video on the news last night of the Tesla burning, I always think of Todd. You know, I always think, I hope that's that he got out in time. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you can call us anytime, especially tomorrow on Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Lightstream. How would you like to know an easy way to save some money? Would you like to know that? I know you would. Sure. Just lower the interest rate on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with auto pay. Loans are available from $5,000 to $100,000, and you choose your funding rate as soon as today. Trust me, carrying credit card debt will destroy your finances. Call Lightstream today and start saving right away. Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. But the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information. Are we ready for the mailbag, ladies and gentlemen?
It's all about you.
Yeah. Tighter, brighter, for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's time for our mailbag, and as I'm often wont to do, do we have any gifts today, you big dummy?
We have a wonderful gift for Oscar, as a matter of fact.
Ooh, I love
that's
gifts.
That's exciting. Yeah. Well, it's not. It's really not when it's not for me. It's not
fun
exciting.
Gifts.
But I want to read the note. It says, a gift for you. Hi, yes. Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Just giving Oscar the chance to bite back. It's from Rob Seyk, S-E-Y-K.
I know that name for years and years and years. He's been a big fan of the show.
It's a big box of Pet Rat gummy candies.
Pet rat gummy. So those aren't like to poison rats. Those are to really, that's a candy you can eat.
This is great.
Open it up. I want to see how big they are, how big the rats are.
Yay.
Show us how big the rats are, darling.
Oh, that's great. Gummy candy rats. Yeah. I'm very, very excited. That's wonderful.
So it's yum, a big, yum. It's almost like a display you would see on the counter of a convenience store. It is. So there's plenty of them.
Oh my God, they're huge gummy rats.
Oh my God, they're disgusting.
I wish I had a gummy rat.
Disgusting.
I bet they're so yummy. I bet that looks cherry flavored.
Can you
tell I'm on a diet? Jesus, I want to eat. I want to reach through the computer monitor and
a big
and
rat.
Yummy, yummy,
yeah.
Eat.
Gummy rats.
Yeah.
tell us. Oh, he took a huge bite. Tell us about the flavor. Is it good gummy?
It's great gummy. It's a lot of gummy.
That's a lot of gummy. It's probably the equivalent of two bags of gummy bears right there per rat.
Yeah, but it's better taste than the gummy bears because I have a four-year-old and he's gotten those big candies before.
Yes.
And they're always just a little yummier. Can you tell I'm having a full-fledged meltdown? Can you tell food is wet? So I'm having dinner last night and I'm having... boiled chicken inside a big bowl of salad with some carrots and peppers diced up at the bottom and a tiny bit of vinegar, oil and vinegar dressing.
Right.
And Carla has been baking low-calorie breakfast bars and fruit treats. And Michael's doing a taste test next to me.
Right.
And I was going to mug my child. To get the, but I didn't eat them.
That's because you're a good dad.
But you know what? After Carla went to bed, I did steal a butterscotch.
Oh my God! Fun facts, Mike.
Oh, let's listen.
Oh, are fun. What are they? Rat facts or gummy facts?
They're rat facts. A rat can last longer without water than a camel. Who knew that?
Ah,
how about that?
Even a very large rats can fit through very tiny spaces. We talked about that. Yeah. How tiny? Well, let's put it this way. If you have a hole about the size of a nickel in your wall, you could have one day see a rat squeezing through it.
That would be fun.
Rats can hold their breath for 3 minutes. They can even tread water for 3 days.
Really?
Whoa.
They can tread water for three days?
Yeah, because you see them bailing out of...
A rat can tread water for 3 days?
Well, you see them in movies when they're bailing out of boats and stuff. When boats are sinking, they're going to jump in the water. They got to swim.
By God.
Swimming rats.
But think about the survivability of these creatures. You know, you wouldn't think with those little paws and those little claws they have and that big long tail. But I guess the tail might help them swim.
Yeah, no webbing in those toes either.
That's nasty.
They have to survive to kill.
The survivability. Ew.
Gross. Rats multiply so quickly that in 18 months, two rats could have over 1 million descendants.
Oh, that's got to be made up.
That's what it
says. Well, I mean, it's not like everything in a box of candy is true.
But it, I could see. I mean, they've talked about how prolific they are in the cities in America.
They love to bone.
It's nasty. 1 million descendants?
Could have over 1 million descendants, two rats.
Wow.
That's two rats.
Two rats.
So if you talk about 1 million rats, that would be...
Oh, exponential.
A billion.
More than that, a trillion.
A trillion rats.
Yes.
Billion rats.
That's nasty.
And they're all in Georgetown.
Oh, God.
By the way, yesterday, my wife walks up, Shannon, with her lips, and says, oh, she's here now. She heard that. My bad. She says, can you go downstairs? Because I hear the squeaking again.
Oh,
that's
no.
Like a horror movie.
There's, it's one of the million.
And two things go through my mind. I'm like, oh. Like, yes, we cannot afford to get this remodeled yet.
Right.
I know that. That's what she's essentially telling me. But she's not. That's the way I take it, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The other is like, isn't the squeaking just charming? Like, isn't it? Can't we just embrace? Can't we just think the Five Will Goes West is under there with his big 10-gallon cowboy hat?
Oh, there is the world of difference between mice and rats.
With the sharpshooters.
Well, wait a minute.
Taking
you got
on the
together,
world.
You got together with the town fathers, though, right? Isn't the city... giving you a little assistance on this?
Yes.
I mean, isn't the city helping out a little bit?
We have pest control dropping off stuff. My rat kill boxes arrived. They're everywhere in my house.
Rat kill boxes.
And these guys still squeak, squeak, squeak.
See,
squeak,
they
squeak,
can't
squeak,
be if they're squeak, if they're squeak, that squeak. Prolific. If that's how much they breed, I would say, you know what? You kill two, you got 1 million more going on.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. What were you looking at, Rob? You kind of looked at the camera like this.
I was checking the recording, but I was thinking that is, can you imagine if the rat population just went unchecked in D.C.? Because, you know, it's a constant fight.
Yeah.
The restaurants fight it. Home people fight it. If it goes unchecked for just 6 months, the city is gone.
I know. It's pretty weird. Pretty weird.
Yikes.
Stuff. So, well, anyway.
But
thank
now
you for
I
the
have
rat
gummy
fact.
Rats.
Yeah, in That's three right. flavors. It's cherry, grape, and orange.
Ooh, may I get on to the letters, please?
Oh,
thank
please.
You very much. Yes. Here we go. Matt Hanley writes, I was just listening to your discussion about Ham's Beer from last Tuesday's show, and I wanted to be a helper. Ham's Beer is from Minnesota.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people online said that. The land of the sky blue water. That's Minnesota.
Yeah,
or
here's the classic jingle, Mike.
Okay.
From the land of sky blue waters. From the land of pines, lofty blossoms, comes the beer refreshing.
How refreshing is a cold Ham's Beer? As refreshing as the land of sky blue waters.
Sky
cool,
blue.
Refreshing Ham's.
Ham's the beer refreshing.
Is that the sound of a tree falling?
Refreshing. Yeah.
All right.
Because it's a cartoon where they see the Ham's mascot is a bear, and he's hounded by this beaver. And he's the beaver chews the tree up, and it falls on the bear.
Ah, wonderful story.
Yes, thank you.
Well, it's also called the Land of 10,000 Lakes. It was originally brewed in St. Paul starting in 1865. Wow.
Civil War.
My friend actually started a distillery in one of their old buildings a few years back. The Sky Blue Water specifically refers to BWCA, Boundary Waters Canoe Area, which is about 1 million square acres of wilderness in northern Minnesota where people regularly camp with their canoes. The old-timey TV commercials were filmed up there, too. Hope this helps. That's from Matt Hanley. Thank you very much.
Good information. I like that.
How did you like the beer?
You know what? It tasted like a good domestic beer. I would put it on par with like a Rolling Rock.
Oh,
really nice for a summer day. Crisp. Real crisp.
Did you murder all 30?
No, no. There's still a handful left in the fridge.
All right. Hi, guys. Next letter. Today is my best friend Melanie Luttrell's 39th birthday. The best gift I could ever possibly give her is to humbly ask for a birthday shout-out from her cherished TMOS gang. We love you guys and appreciate you making us laugh each and every day, no matter what is happening in our lives. See you in Vegas. Mike Purdin from Pennsylvania. So for, where is it?
Melanie.
Here? Melanie Luttrell. Here we go. Mike O'Mara Show birthday greeting for
yes.
Melanie. Happy birthday. Melanie Luttrell.
See you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Moving right along. Here's the random note of the week. It arrived at 12:34 a.m. to Rob Spiewak on Saturday, 16 June. Wendell Hall writes, Yo, Rob, spin Shambhala, Three Dog Night.
That's it.
That was it?
That's all I've heard from Wendell in probably two calendar years.
That's pretty astonishing. Well, that means Wendell's listening to the show.
Yes,
correct?
Please.
That's good. All right, well, let's lay it on him. Here we go. Wendell Hall, this one's for you, baby. Hey, Wendell, I got to tell you something. I remember those Christmas parties, baby. Boy, oh, boy. I got to say a big shout-out to Wendell Hall and a big thank you to that guy. Why, you might ask? Well, I'll tell you why. Yeah, because I'm here. Because he made me look better because he got drunker than I did at every Christmas party. Pretty good on the fly, huh, Rob?
Not bad. Awesome. I like that, yeah.
Moving right along. Hi, Mike. My friend just got me addicted to your podcast. And I recently heard the one where you are having more frequent migraines. We managed to get my wife's migraines down to almost zero migraines a month. Would that mean a year, though? Would that mean then?
Well, I think he's taking it day by day.
I see. Zero migraines a month by a lot of research and trial and error. She no longer takes anything but Excedrin migraine. The key is being prepared for low pressure changes. Hydrating with the right correct ratios of sodium, potassium, calcium, and magnesium. Also, a consistent sleep routine with quality sleep is key, along with keeping up zinc and iron intake from foods like spinach. If you feel the start of one, a quick way to balance things out is several Flamin' Hot Cheetos or a bottle of normal Gatorade.
The whole
like Flamin' Hot, like Cheeto, like real Cheetos.
Yeah, Cheetos.
The whole letter seems so solid until the thing about the Cheetos.
Another issue might be SE wheat. That tends to be her trigger, but that can easily vary person to person. Thanks and hope it helps. Spencer Battersby. Thank you, Spencer.
It's like a gluten thing, yeah.
I have a thought about the Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes when you eat that flavor profile, it is so over the top, it'll take away whatever's coming on. Your body will
spicy foods also bring endorphins,
right? So your body will think about the spicy and not the migraine.
There's so much there. Even within one individual who gets them, there's so many different things that you think about. Right now, I've taken out tea. I've taken out maple syrup because that was using that as a sweetener in my tea.
Right.
And I would use it on a sweetener or anything. Anyway, the way I'm eating right now, I'm not sweetening anything because I'm not eating any sugar. So
right.
That's kind of happening right now. So I'll keep you posted and let you know. But I told the guys before during the show that I got a little of the star, and I'll see if it happens.
The one thing I liked about his letter, when he mentions SE wheat, really it's just a nod to gluten. Have you thought about trying to eliminate gluten?
You know what?
Because I get impatient with a lot of people that go gluten-free, but I know it does trigger things in people.
I don't know. You know, it's you always wonder. For years, it's been coffee. Then it's been eating certain foods. I'm not sure. I'll keep you posted.
All sugar?
I'm working on it.
What about
like yesterday? Oh, cocaine?
Oh, blow.
Never.
Yeah.
I'll never take that out of my diet. Good morning, pod gods. Thank you for letting me transition. Hated that subject. I would like to offer public congratulations to Ben McDaniel, everyone's favorite creator of TMOS jingles, congrats on his recent hiring as an elementary school music teacher.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Good for
him. He's a guy that's right for that job.
Right?
Those of us who follow him on Facebook know how excited he is for this new journey. If he teaches music as well as he writes and performs it, he's going to do an incredible job. Well, I think he's got a little childlike quality to him.
I
think
do too.
He's fun the way he
he's
does
gonna
that.
He's going to inspire these kids. It's awesome.
That's great. Taylor Jenkins is another proud elementary school music teacher, and that's somebody who's a friend of Ben's. That's
Here's
wonderful.
One of Ben McDaniel's most recent works.
Happy birthday to me.
give himself his own birthday jingle. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the rest of the TMOS gang. I would like to wish my wife, Skylet Dangerfield. What a great name.
Hey.
Hey, I don't get respect at all. Hey, Scarlett Dangerfield, yeah. Why, she was so ugly. No, I'm sorry, I won't do that. No, she's not. She's 35. It was yesterday, Scarlett.
Scarlett.
Frankly, Scarlett. Frankly, Scarlett, I don't get no respect.
That's Scarlett Dangerfield.
We welcomed our third child into this world 11 weeks ago. And every day I'm amazed at what a wonderful person and mother she is. I probably shouldn't have made the Dangerfield joke.
No, it's fine.
She's just had a baby. I'm sorry. As we are now both on the downward slide to 40, could Oscar please give her a pep talk on the importance? No. Now, this is terrible. The woman's just had a baby. The importance of keeping it tight. Josh Hicks, you monster. You soulless monster.
I think Oscar can coach this in a way that is positive.
All right, Oscar, try to keep it as nice as
you
can.
Yeah, Oscar.
Please. I appreciate that.
Scarlett. Look, this is your buddy Oscar Santana. We all go through phases in life where we're like, man, you know, nature, this is what nature wants. My body needs this. The baby needs this. What you need now is to focus on yourself. Now that the bun's out of the oven, make sure that you are the best you. Be best. Remember the time when you were courting your husband and how tight you kept it.
Yeah.
And strive for that. And I'm telling you from experience, I gave up when I married my wife, Shannon. And slowly,
some would say she
I've
gave
been
up.
Trying to crawl back into the man I was when we got married. She's getting new lips. I'm trying to lower some LBs. We're all working hard here. Let's do it together.
Yeah, boy, that was very gentle. I appreciate that, Oscar. Thank you. Good day, sirs. My daughter, Emily, is celebrating two milestones this month. She turns 18 and graduates high school all in the same week. That's wonderful. That was right around when I was. I was a June birthday. So I did the same kind of thing. I turned 18 and graduated right around the same time. She became an off-air celebrity after a short conversation with Rob on June 14th, 2007. I'm not sure what Rob said to her, but she hasn't been the same since.
I have no recollection of this whatsoever.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
Spiewak, what have you done?
What happened?
Paul Lente. I have a hunch it has to do with her birthday, because June 14th would be this week, right? Or recently. Yeah, so maybe I wished her a happy birthday? I don't know.
Well, this would have been a long time ago. She was a little kid then. If you could get political firebrand Bernie Sanders to wish her a hearty congratulations, that would be awesome. Cheers, Jim, a.k.a. Mojito. Is that his nickname?
Yeah, Mojito, I guess, yeah.
All right, well, let's spin and see what happens with this, and maybe we can do it. Bernie!
Hey!
Woo! Winner! Woo!
Woo! Big win. Big win.
Hello, Emily. Birthdays are special. There is no doubt in my mind that your birthday is special as well. I hope you graduate with and have a wonderful day. I hope you graduate and then have a birthday celebration.
Mm.
It's important to remember
that
when you're 18, you are no doubt young. And youth is wasted on certain people.
What people?
Certain people.
Okay.
But first of all, I want to make sure you understand, Emily, that you're 18. You've got the future in front of you. The sky is the limit. The world is your
clam?
Oyster.
Not clam.
Not clam?
No.
It's like oyster.
Oyster.
And
hey, what kind of stir?
Huh? Oyster.
Oy.
Oy. Oy. Oyster.
Oy.
Emily, your father is called Mojito for a reason. And I hope you follow in his footsteps and pursue his lifestyle, which means a healthy life, a happy life, and a life focused on alcohol. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Bernie. Emily.
Thanks, Bernie.
And
thank
to
you, Bernie.
Mojito. Yeah.
That was Bernie Sanders. I like that.
Now we have a couple more left here. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. Well, he's not here. He's got a bad back. On the occasion of my 52nd birthday, it's tomorrow, I thought it was high time I dropped you a note. You have kept me highly entertained and sometimes moved since early 1994, and I can't begin to tell you how grateful I am for that. Your hard work and perseverance are greatly appreciated, and you have the best show, radio or podcast, that I have ever heard. Anyone who hasn't had the good fortune to listen to TMOS is really losing out. Poor bastards. I love that you are having Patton on to help celebrate my day. I'm a big fan of his, but maybe an even bigger fan of Michelle McNamara and her book, I'll Be Gone in the Dark. What a stunning work. You can say that again.
Yeah.
As a kid growing up in the Sacramento area in the 70s, the East Area Rapist was a scary thing to live through. I'm still amazed that scum was finally caught. Unbelievable. Michelle is a true inspiration. Here's to the continued success and further prosperity of TMOS. See you all in Las Vegas. I cannot wait. DGH Jeff Long of Fresno.
Yay, Jeff. Yay, good Fresno. Jeff.
Yay.
Nice. And I hold in my hand the last letter.
Hi-oh!
May a herpetic sheep make love to your cousin's whoopee cushion.
Anyway.
Interesting.
Hi, Oscar. Hi. This is to you. I share your hatred of American soccer announcers.
Ooh.
That's why I watch the World Cup exclusively on Telemundo.
Ah.
I don't even speak Spanish. I just like listening to the announcers get excited over every little thing. Every time they yell, Falta! I want to rip my shirt off and run around the house. Salute, Kobe Klein.
Kobe nice. Klein.
That's it. Absolutely. That's
a lot
Kobe
of World
Klein,
Cup baby. On your television these days during the week. So if you have the chance, throw it on the break room. Maybe throw it on at home. They replay it all the time. Enjoy the games. Root for Iceland if you're out there. They're the underdog and they're doing well.
What's the next big game that you will be enjoying?
Mike, it's funny because we have to find out who's going to go to the next round coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine as that shakes out, I'll find
Iceland,
out.
Iceland, though, is on your radar? Iceland's
yeah, and it's all points-based to get to the next round. So if you
so total goals scored?
No, it's points if you win or it's a draw.
Oh, okay, I see.
You don't
see.
Get any points if you lose, but right. If it's a draw, you get some points. But if you win, you get some points, and Mike is now blacking out.
Mike, come on back.
I'm here. What?
The world is your clam.
We're going to take a soccer. We're going to take a break. World Cup. We'll take football.
Football.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
It's Political Persuasion.
Hey, it's Fritz. This week on Political Persuasions, Mike and I talk about the Trump administration's policy of separating immigrants crossing the border illegally from their children. There's a ray of light in local journalism, and you get some of my outtakes. You won't want to miss it.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Here's a fact from Cornerstone First Financial. Home values are at the highest levels in 14 years, which means there are trillions of dollars in equity out there. It's a perfect time to use your home as a virtual ATM for debt consolidation, a divorce buyout, home improvements, or anything else, especially since the tax deductibility implications on a HELOC have changed this year. By the way, HELOC stands for, it's a very special device
yes.
that's used by the military that goes off an aircraft. No, I'm sorry.
It's part of the Space Force, Mike.
It's Space Force. Yes, Space Force, Rob. It's a home equity line of credit, or simply a home equity line, and you know. Now you know. If you're buying a home, Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and can set their own rates. And best of all, they can beat all others. Oscar loves them. They're good people to deal with.
Yes. My family's done business with them. I've done business with them. They will get you the best rate possible and give you the best options for whatever you're trying to do with your home equity line of credit.
You can get pre-approved before you work with an agent so you know what you qualify for, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website. Excuse me.
Oysters.
Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial. 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. I'm surprised that doesn't happen more to me.
You what, know? The coughing?
It might, no, just that something. Sometimes something will dance across your larynx, and yeah. You know, you'll be sitting there going, call Cornerstone.
Yeah, but you've been doing this a long time. You know what? You have the preventative measure of you always have a beverage. You always have. Yeah. And that keeps, yes. Keeps it cleansed.
Speaking of, where's your tap water today?
Yeah.
I didn't bring it in. I'm sorry. I didn't bring my tap water. I apologize. I'm very, very sorry. We've had a dramatic morning in the O'Mara household, so you have to bear with me. 2 days ago. Was it 2 days ago? Yeah, I think it was 2 days ago. Carla made a conscious decision because she was waking up at night and the dogs were a pain that she was going to remove the dogs from the marital bed.
Ooh. It's over.
The marital bed.
Over.
Because they just stir and they make noise and they're spoiled. And even though I am bonding with my dog, Frankie, like I have never bonded before. The dog now is getting closer and closer to me, jumps up on me without being asked, and it's getting better, and I'm happy about that. But when it comes to the marital bed, I'm all with her on this one.
So, okay.
How long have the dogs been sleeping in your bed?
Two or three nights. Okay. Oh, how long have they been sleeping in the bed?
Yes.
On and off, you know, since Beluga was determined to be leaving the earthly coil, you know, the mortal coil.
So not since puppyhood. This hasn't been their whole lives.
No, not their whole lives. Okay. But up here, let me explain.
He rolled down the stairs. That's why. Yeah.
Beluga is so infirm.
That's not funny.
Now that he is carried downstairs. He is carried down outside to do his business. And then he is carried back up the stairs. So she is.
God, that's the life.
Can you imagine that? Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, I'd love that.
Say somebody carry you to the toilet. Thank you. I'll be out in a minute.
It would have to be a very big guy.
There you go. Thank you very much. So we put them, we have a little sunroom here, which is, we have converted at my request to a little playroom for Michael.
Oh, that's nice.
Last night, the dogs destroyed the room with their excrement. There was pee and poo all over this
room. Both dogs, you think?
Both dogs.
Oh, they conspired. They're mad.
By the way, Beluga gets the free pass because Carla says, well, he just can't help himself. Yeah, well, he can't help himself, which means it might be time for...
Yeah.
But anyway...
Can I add
something
real quick?
Frankie peed all over.
Just briefly. Go right ahead. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, and I am guilty of this as well, sometimes it's time for them to go, but they don't know it. The pets. So as humans, we have to, it's the hardest thing to do is say goodbye to a friend, but as humans, we have to make that call for them.
Let me add to that. And this is, this is important and this is sensitive.
You're
and
not
this
calling
is true.
For Beluga, are you? Are you?
No.
I'm saying what he's that saying some is hard decisions need to be made sometimes.
Sometimes it boils down to something like this. We've had several elder relatives in my family that were holding on long past when
these
the doctor said, these are human beings.
People.
And yes, the doctor said, Bruce. my beloved grandfather. If he was given 3 days.
Yes.
And after about 9 days, he's still hanging on. Mm-hmm. And we actually got together as a family and we all spoke to him and we said, it's okay to go. It's okay. And so maybe you need to let Beluga know that it's okay to take the next step.
No,
that's a horrible thing
to
say.
But the Beeswax did it.
What a horrible, you incredible monster.
They were adding up
the
hospital bills.
No, we were taking, actually, we bought a plan, and we were getting close to that 10th day.
This is not, I have to live with this show. Mrs. O'Mara is back into the habit of listening. That's a mistake.
Hi, Carla.
Rob Spiewak said that. She's back in the habit. I'm going to have to live with this.
Yeah, it's Rob, the guy who doesn't know his godson's birthday. That's me.
Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish and keep the dog around longer than he should be around.
I got a birthday card from Rob that I opened early.
Yes.
So I opened it yesterday. Rob, it is the gayest card. It is the gayest card I've ever seen in my life.
Sweet.
Mission accomplished.
Wizard of Oz. Hey, hold on a second. Carla, are you here?
No, she's off plotting my death.
She's like,
no,
oh,
she's out.
Man.
She's out.
Are you fools?
She's on another adventure.
She'll live forever. Anyway, it's me that's going to go thump. But it was just something like, you know, What did you? What did
it's the, something what like it's a beautiful color rendering of the four main characters of the Wizard of Oz, and when you open it says, "Happy birthday! I'm glad you're among the friends I've gathered along the trip of my life, or something
it's
like that.
So gay.
It's the worst.
Which is nothing wrong with that at all.
No.
It's delightful.
Wrong. Nothing.
You
wrong.
Know, in this day and age, we can't say. Can we say a card is gay?
I think you can.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. I think
right.
so.
Yeah. It's a delightfully
two grown
gay card.
Men.
Yes,
I loved it. Two.
And we've been together longer than any of your marriages.
Walking on a journey together, we have been together longer than my marriages.
Mm-hmm.
It's a celebration.
There are
of life.
Solid.
I'll
cards
share it tomorrow.
There are cards, and I. This, if I'm reading Rob correctly, he went and found like the best friend card.
Yeah.
Oh, I am never locked down to the section of the
You're
card.
Not?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I will look at birthday, but I will go to friends.
Right.
Sometimes.
That's a good strategy. Right there,
sometimes,
really.
If it's someone who's having like a milestone birthday, I'll buy them a sympathy card.
Next year, count on it. if I make it, but it's
well, I'm glad it made it there.
So the dogs did this. The crows are back. The worst creature on God's earth.
Oh,
when I say I'm having a tough morning up here, it's a tough morning up here because the crows are here. They have discovered. I guess they arrive when people arrive. That's the way.
Well,
it
they're
rolls.
Gonna. They,
I've got
they're
a
gonna
skunk in the yard. For Christ's sake, everything's going at the same time.
They're
it's getting
be fed.
To be a
crows
nice.
Live on trash. And you know, mm-hmm. you need humans to generate trash. It's not like they're out there hunting. They just want the stuff in your garbage.
Well, if you want to just keep track of all the little things that are going on here, we've got the dogs pooing and peeping, peeing and pooping in the sunroom.
You almost said pee-peeing.
Pee-peeing and poo-pooing. We've got the crows that have arrived. We have the hard-boiled egg diet
Skunks.
That began yesterday.
Yes.
Which is, and it's really just a brief respite because, of course, I am, it is birthday season and I am heading out of town
to
visit our friends in Vermont, and we'll be staying at a nice hotel one night and then going to see them and going to the Ben and Jerry's factory. So I'm kind of compensating for that, but pretty dramatic.
Based on the skunks and the hard-boiled egg diet, is the air more pleasant inside or outside?
Yeah, it's probably a duel.
It's fine.
Or
I'm digging.
Yeah.
Hey, for me, two hard-boiled eggs and a bowl of fruit is A effing, I almost said the F word. A effing, okay.
You're very
I'm
excited.
So out of it. I am very excited. It's wonderful. Life is good. Life is grand. Life could not be better, ladies and gentlemen. And I love my Subaru. Hey, life is fantastic. That's all my show prep. Good night, everybody. We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Jimmy Cerrito. I'm the king of the wings. Jimmy's Old Town Taverns, world famous Buffalo Wings. And the TMOS bonus show are two things that are worth paying for. If it's too tough for you to go to the MikeOmaraShow.com and click the bonus show button, then drop by Jimmy's and I'll teach you how to buy the bonus show. If you want to see the O'Mara's Pub wooden sign with your own two eyes, offer me a ride home. No, fuck it, I ain't doing it. Buy my buffalo wings and the bonus show. You will not be disappointed. No refunds. It'll be okay.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks so very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it! All you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic. You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated every step of the process. We all used Legacy Box, and the results were amazing.
You know what? We don't really emphasize this, but while your stuff is away, and it's nerve-wracking to send away classic videos or film, they send you emails and let you know that it's received.
Step by step.
Step by step, and it gets back to you, and it looks better than it ever did. It's such a great service.
There has never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started for a limited time. Our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS to save 40% on your legacy box today. Get started preserving your past. It's hard sometimes concentrate when I'm looking at that camera. And Oscar's beloved came in for just a second, and I found myself kind of craning to look at the... she looks wonderful, as usual.
She looks great. Yeah.
She looks lovely.
Yes.
Knockout.
She looks terrific. She's delightful.
Do you know
did you text her?
The lips now?
You know what? There's a slight change. Nothing that I would notice
nothing
if I
dramatic,
wasn't...
Right?
But you know what? It's
nothing
it's beautiful.
I could see down
she
here.
She looks great.
Nothing I could see down here.
Did you text her and say you needed a Diet Coke and a water? Is that what happened?
Yeah, to get her in studio.
You're terrible.
He's a wonderful. Monster, isn't
Thank
he?
You. Thank you very much. It's like closure.
I was like, yeah, we got to wait. I got to wait to take a creep pic of her. She's going to ask me why the pic's there. Just come in.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love it.
It's Oscar pretending to pose for a selfie, but he's got the camera in reverse.
Hey, Rob Spiewak, guess what I did last night?
What?
I watched an old stain on TV, Alton Brown.
Lucky you.
One of my strategies, I've done this for years, when I'm not able to eat stuff, I like watching people eat stuff.
Yeah.
So I watched Good Eats. He's not on the Food Network anymore.
No, right? They've moved all the episodes to the Cooking Channel, which is not in my current package, so I never get to see Alton anymore. Yeah. I feel that's a demotion, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think it absolutely is.
Now, which episode did you watch?
It was on cocoa powder. It was like on cocoa and all that
Very
stuff.
Very scientific one.
Yeah. Fried, you're calling my personal phone during the show. You got to call the regular number. If you want to come on, Pony has access to that. I just got a call from Fried. My God, the Caps are having to give back the Stanley Cup.
No, actually, I got a text from Fried. What it is, he's been named head coach.
You believe it? They wouldn't pay the man?
Yeah, I know. Come
they
on.
Wouldn't pay the man.
Such a typical DC sports story.
The guy's that gone.
Is, yeah.
What happened?
What? How do you not know this?
Barry Trotz is gone. They
you're
wouldn't. Essay, no, he's
no,
gone.
He's out.
He had demands they would not
the
meet.
Explanation was this.
When did this
it
hit?
Was last yesterday.
About
4
o'clock yesterday.
How did I miss that?
It's okay.
How did
you
I
got a
miss
lot going
that?
On up there.
Are you kidding? Yeah, I am really. I mean, I am network news exclusive, but how I miss that. Man, you know what? When you sign up for every goddamn service that you can possibly get to let you know, and that one slips through the cracks, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
They let their coach go, their Stanley Cup winning coach. Who the F is responsible for that?
So the explanation they give, the GM gave, at least on the news yesterday, said that Barry Trotz's agent was demanding compensation.
Whatever he wants,
compensation.
He won a world
give it
champion.
To him.
But the way they put it, demanding compensation, what would be a top 5 compensation for the league as far as what coaches were being paid.
Yes.
And that the Caps and most of the league do not believe in that type of compensation for the value of their head coaches. They essentially said that.
Unreal. I think a world championship
Should be
actually,
rewarded.
Absolutely.
Should be rewarded.
Do you know how, I mean, this year alone, their revenue had to be through the roof.
Right?
And next year, even more so.
Hey,
and
Fred, I'm sorry I didn't know about that.
They gave him nothing.
Nothing.
Unreal. I'm looking at this right now, and I'm stunned. I am truly, truly stunned. It's just incredible. I just really can't believe this has happened. This is why you get into that game. You get into that game because in an option year, when they're going to pick up your option, let me just do this.
Okay.
If you perform, you're supposed to be rewarded.
That's right.
Now, will he be rewarded elsewhere? 100%.
Who's on the computer?
They'll find him.
Who's on the computer?
No one's on the computer right now because everybody's.
Oh, Tony's doing it from home.
Yes. Oh, he might be at home. Yeah.
Oh, is he?
I guess he is. It's going
that
crazy.
That creep.
But. Anyway, Fried, that's just so disappointing. I think. What is the mood in Washington, D.C. about this?
Well, shock. It was shock.
It was shock yesterday. And even the sportscaster was like,
I got to get out more. I got to pay attention more.
It makes sense. It goes, it makes sense that, it was one of these haircuts that said, doesn't it
make
sense?
Well, it just happened 17 hours ago. Way to go, Mike. 24 hours ago.
When you win a championship that you let your coach walk away. He clearly had something, not just the players, to make that happen.
Right.
And they came out and blatantly said, we don't believe that that's a secret sauce and that's the cost of doing business. The Caps said that.
But there's just a way
there's
they
this quote, after careful consideration and consultation with my family, I am officially announcing my resignation as head coach of the Washington Capitals. When I came to Washington 4 years ago, we had one goal in mind, and that was to bring a Stanley Cup to the nation's capital. We had an incredible run this season, culminating with our players and staff achieving our goal and sharing the... This is the only time you eat it as ownership, of course. And you say that's it. I would like to thank. He's very classy about it,
of course.
But it's really.
But does this not underscore why DC is the greatest sports town in the world?
I mean, seriously,
happens. 1 week after the victory parade,
it's over.
Right,
it's over. Now there is they've effectively found a way to put a bad taste in the mouth of every hockey fan.
That you're right of.
Yeah,
so you're absolutely
this
right.
Is the here's the
it ain't easy to do that
manager.
After a victory parade. No.
Wow, it's stunning to me. I just what's the God? I'd love to talk to Fried. I'm sorry. Let me get him on the speaker.
Call.
Yeah, give him a call.
This is really, really something that's
I'm happy that we brought it up because you know of all people, you understand this.
Yeah,
I totally get it. It just doesn't make sense as a sports fan that this is the way you do it. I just don't understand how that works. It's just it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird to me.
It's great for sports radio. People are pissed.
Oh, they are angry.
Hey, Frido, you're on my speaker because we have a
you're on the air.
Third tier operation here. But anyway,
third tier.
How are you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, buddy?
Yeah.
You hear me? So the guys just hit me to it. I was completely in the dark. I had my head in the sand. What's the mood up there in the organization right now?
I got a lot of texts yesterday, and I'm actually on my way to the rink today right now. I don't know. What's going on?
He's shocked.
I know that the coach had left, but I'm kind of at a loss myself.
And you were you calling to talk about it?
No, I didn't know you were. I didn't know the show was going on.
Okay, yeah, we're doing the show right now, so we'll just continue talking about it. I'll talk to you. I'll call you after the show.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Bye-bye. So anyway.
He's lying. He's going to drop off a resume.
That's stunning. Boy, what bad news. That's just not
sad.
Right.
Really sad.
So, you know, you're close to all the guys still over at our former home. Are they ripping them apart? Yes,
and as you know, Mike, any breaking story after the NBA Finals are over, after the Stanley Cup Finals over, after every sport, big sport outside the World Cup, you can only talk about that so much.
Right.
If you fire your head coach after winning a championship, that is easy radio. That's easy afternoon, easy morning, easy midday, easy night, evening drive radio.
I imagine the phones are ringing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. All right. Well, way to go, Ted. I mean, you should have stepped in on that one. You know, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you pay guys gazillions of dollars. Give the coaches break. Give them a 4-year or a 2-year deal.
Something.
Pay them a lot of money, for God's sakes. That sucks. Way to go. Way to taint the win. Right?
Exactly. And you know what?
Way to taint
not an
the
easy,
win.
Not an easy dicks. Thing to do, but they figured a way out.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, thanks for letting me know that. Sorry. Hi. Good morning, Mike. All right. How are your hard-boiled eggs? You're in Maine. Nothing going on. Pay the F attention. I am mad at myself right now. We'll be right back with news you may not need. Yeah. See what I got. All right.
Hello, ladies. Does your man look like me? No. Does he sound like me? No. Could he be like me? Yes. If you started listening to TMOS every day and bought the bonus show where you can listen to unlimited content about my travels, loves, dietary restrictions, and murderous plots against me involving chocolate cake, where you can learn, like nowhere else in the world, how to make cream-filled cannolis and serve them early in the morning to whoever he's with from the night before.
Ooh.
So, ladies, does your man want to be like me? You tell me.
Hey.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella. There you go. Thanks, Andrea. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, it's the worst time of the year. Your godfather doesn't know your birthday. You hate the World Cup soccer announcers. Your wife can't operate the food processor. And your last trip to Blueberry Hill resulted in shame and regret. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you little ass munch.
What?
How about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a fuzzy muzzle into a joister on the half shell. Let's dance. Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. La la. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. You know, your music choices on these are stellar this week.
Thank
Spread
you.
Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content. Let's dance.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
Help TMOS, so please quit sucking, and we thank you.
News.
Too loud, yeah. There you go, Mike. 17 hours, and I miss it. God, I don't like the worst thing. For someone in my line of work.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter whether you're a journalist, whether you're a disc jockey, whether you're a podcaster. If you're doing daily broadcasts and you like to be topical and you like to be up on the news of the day, and a man who lived with the Washington Capitals story for 2 months where I was talking to our listeners, missing that is one of my great regrets. I am not happy. I am going to readjust some of the systems I have.
Good.
Here. I'm very upset about
systems.
That. Yeah, systems change. The genderless MTV Movie and TV Awards aired last night, and Black Panther cleaned up. It won Best Movie, and Chadwick Boseman took home two individual awards for Best Hero and Best Performance in a Movie, and Barry Trotz resigned as head coach of the Washington Capitals.
Barry Trotz won Best Ex-Head Coach at the MTV Awards.
Michael B. Jordan picked up an award for Best Villain. Other winners include It for Best On-Screen Team, Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things, we love her, for Best Performance in a Show, and Gal Gadot in Wonder Woman for Best Fight Scene. Tiffany Haddish, we talk about her a lot. Mm-hmm. The first Black woman to host the show also won Best Comedic Performance for Girls Trip. So cool. There you are for those
Very
awards
good.
If you pay attention. And on a related note, Barry Trotz resigned as head coach of the Washington Capitals.
What's this?
When they didn't pay him what he was worth, you scumbag douches from the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
Have fun next season.
Yeah.
Who are they going to bring? I'm sorry. I just can't get by it. Do you understand what you a coaching search?
Yeah.
A coaching search, which is a massive undertaking at the major league level. A coach's search is a complete upheaval of an organization.
Yeah.
And when you do it after you have won the world championship, it is nothing short of stupidity and incredible cheapness. And with what they pay players, I am pissed off, and I'm getting more so as I'm gonna be mad after the show because
The rumor around town is that they're gonna go for Joe Gibbs.
Yes, yeah, go ahead. Bring in 30 more. Hasn't worked for Dan Snyder with the revolving door.
Yeah. I'm sure he's got a nice stack of resumes Ted could look
also,
at.
Also, this happens
what we waited for
the day after Ovechkin leaves for Russia, right?
Of course.
Unreal. Unreal. I hope he steps up and gets involved. I hope this isn't over yet.
Mm.
I really hope this isn't over yet, but it probably is.
Although, Mike, you will like this. Before he went to Russia, guess where Ovi took a meal?
Oh, did he? Where'd he go?
At the Peking Gourmet.
Did he really?
Yeah, great pictures
That's
of
awesome.
Him and Bobby. So I'm really glad he posted those, Bobby.
Heather Locklear is struggling once again. She was hospitalized yesterday for a psych evaluation after threatening to shoot herself.
This
is sad. According to TMZ, her parents went to her house because she was acting agitated, but she got violent, choking her mother and hitting her father. That's kind of weird here. Mm. That's when her mother called the cops. Heather didn't actually have a gun when she threatened to kill herself, but she was reportedly trying to find one. So I don't know if they have one in the house.
Wow.
But, you know, how far they fall, that's a shame.
That's
you
sad.
Know, she's had a problem with substances. We've already seen permanent tattoos and a whirlwind engagement from Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. They even moved in together, got more tattoos, and went furniture shopping, and now we're into song naming territory.
Mm. No.
Ariana has, doesn't that tell you all that it's probably going to last like a month?
Yeah, it will last as long as the song.
Ariana has an interlude on her upcoming album Sweetener, and she has decided to name it Pete.
That's catchy.
When one of her followers got in her case for doing that, she replied, quote, "The truth is, I've been the F through it, and life's too short to be cryptic and stuff about something as beautiful as this love I'm in. So Pete, it is." So she was getting a hard time from her fans about that.
She's like 24, 25.
And all I can base it on is the characters that Pete 23? Davidson plays on Saturday Night Live. So she can say that very deep, thoughtful quote, and he'll just go, Okay.
Yep. Pete Davidson.
Very good.
Got some. He replied to the same situation. Pete commented that I'm very happy to be in the album. I'm honored by it, and I am completely devastated that Barry Trotz has resigned as head coach of the Washington Capitals. How short-sighted could a team be to let their winning coach go? He's more important than anyone will ever know.
It's an odd statement from Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said.
Really hockey fan.
I didn't say it. The World Health Organization has officially classified video game addiction as a mental health condition for the first time ever. They are calling it gaming disorder, and it's included in the 11th edition of their international classification of diseases.
Now, Mike, I was going to do this in the audio vault, but I think we should play it here. We have someone who suffers from it. It's a young man named Evan Porter.
Okay.
And this is a serious, serious disease.
All right.
And we must take it. If the World Health Organization classifies it as a mental disorder,
right,
we need to give it some respect.
I pretty much started playing video games like seriously in like 5th grade.
Rob.
And then 8th grade and like 9th grade, it just went straight up. That's when my life really started deteriorating. Alcoholic. You know that you can't ever have alcohol again. Someone who's addicted to cocaine. Can't ever have cocaine again. But a technology addict? A technology addict? I mean, pretty hard to live without technology.
Oh, you have to be careful, Mike, with the gaming.
That's a interesting. Answer me these questions three.
Yes.
Anyway, the addiction got a significant boost in credibility and could help make it easier for people who have it to get the proper treatment. Yes, so. But some psychologists aren't convinced it should even be considered on the same level as other addictions like drugs or gambling.
Right.
Because they say video game addiction rarely stands alone, and it's usually a side effect of anxiety or depression. And they found that when those get treated, the amount a person plays video games tends to drop. So it's kind of related to the other.
I looked at some sufferers, and apparently a side effect of this is very pale skin.
Skip from being in of doors all the time. Hey, look, something new to blame on millennials. According to a new study, they might just kill tipping.
What?
The study found that 2/3 of millennials tip less than 20% at restaurants. Half of people over 38 tip at least 20%. Mm. And 10% of millennials take it even further and usually tip zero. I had a long discussion with my wife about this. And older people tip, younger people aren't. And she works at a, you know, kind of a inexpensive diner. And she does well there, but it's very frustrating for her because they're not tipping.
Yeah, but Marv tips.
Marv also, tips after his pint glass full of Bailey's, warm Bailey's with a straw. Very good.
Yeah. I feel like as I get older, I'm able to tip a little more. But I also, I look at the service. I think about the service more than anything else.
I think I do too.
I guess I do.
I guess I do. But absolutely. I still started a pretty base. My baseline is probably 20 though. If it's just adequate.
I mean, somebody's got to work for it.
I think my baseline might be 10 if I get crappy service.
I know that when we were dining out in New York and I was signing for you for meals, you were an excellent tipper.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Just sign it, Rob. So why aren't they tipping? The director of the Center for Consumer Insights at Yale has a theory. Quote, millennials use a lot of services that don't have options of tipping, like shopping online.
Yeah.
Uber didn't have tipping option at all until recently. That shifted the norms toward tipping less or not tipping at all. But the people who ran the study at creditcards.com have another theory. Quote, when you don't make a lot of money, your financial margin of error is very small. So if you wanted to, you might not be able to financially. That's probably true.
Makes sense.
Can I ask you a question briefly?
Yes.
There's a proposition like Prop 17 that everybody in DC
It's a big deal.
Not vote on.
Right.
To vote no on. I'm sorry. And the proposition brings servers in restaurants that brings them up to the minimum wage, which is roughly $13.
I think $12.50, right?
$12.50. Let's say $13, right?
Right.
So it's $13. I got this big talking to at a restaurant Shannon and I went to, and they were like, look, if this happens, servers aren't going to make enough money and we're going to have to, they'll leave and they'll go elsewhere. And in my eyes, I might be wrong and I don't know enough about the restaurant business. I understand that it's not an IHOP, especially if it's fine dining. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get paid. You're really making your money off the tips. But why is it such a big deal from a restaurateur's point of view?
You
instead
mean
of
as
paying
far
someone
as
$3, you pay them $13.
Oh, Why is it a big deal for Ted Leonsis not to re-up with Barry Trotz?
Bottom
it's
line,
money.
They're just being
going to make more money. They're going to make more money. You pay somebody minimum wage, and they're not, you know, they're not getting the tips. That's it's a big deal, and they could make all the arguments they want in the world about that. Now, is the argument whether to pay them the minimum wage or not?
They don't
or
want
the is it pay minimum wage and eliminate tipping?
Well, they say that if they have to pay minimum wage, that the servers are going to go to Maryland and Virginia because they don't want to have to pay taxes on those dollars, essentially.
But it's not to eliminate tipping. It's over and above.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought it was a tipping
question. It's a baseline.
Right.
Yeah. Was this story in the newspaper 17 hours ago? I might have missed it.
Barry Trotz issued a statement about it.
Yeah, but yes, very good. But in my eyes, if you're sitting in a restaurant, I'm like, all right, look, I get you don't want to pay your servers more money. But that's not going to stop people from tipping. That's just your bottom line.
Well, it's not. Yeah. And the bottom line is, in my opinion, that it should not be raised for servers. It shouldn't be. The industry standard is not to pay minimum wage to servers because the servers make their money on tips, which is added to the bill for people coming into your restaurant, which is not seen by the ownership. So yes. I'm with the, I'm for minimum wage across the board for everything, but not for servers in restaurants.
They make more money.
Because they make more money on tips. Okay. That's the way they do it. And some of them report it. And now a little something. And Barry Trotz. The cops in Oklahoma City got a call on Friday around 5:30 p.m. about two people having sex under a tree right by a busy intersection. When the cops got there, they found 48-year-old Tony Willis and 42-year-old Verna LeClaire drunk and doing it in full view of all the traffic. So they were both arrested for indecent exposure and public intoxication. But it turns out this isn't Verna's first time getting arrested for this move.
Oh, Verna.
Last October, she was arrested for having sex in the late afternoon in a liquor store parking lot.
Classy!
with a 21-year-old dude named Kevin Bohannon. Hey, Bohannon. Those charges were dismissed. It's too early to say whether she will dodge them again this time. When asked for comment, Verna said, "I cannot believe the Capitals did not renew the contract or give Barry Trotz a new contract." That's it. That's my kicker today.
That
Dicks.
Is great.
I like it.
I like Dick Patrick, too, Dick. I wish you would have intervened. That's a bummer. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Barry Trotz Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You did it. You did it.
You did it!
I can't believe you did it.
Yes, because of you, TMOS Live 2018, presented by Zappos, is sold out.
Woo-hoo! Thank you to our listeners for selling this
That's
show out.
Here, here.
Stay tuned to the Mike O'Meara Show for updates and details on the other events that will be a part of TMOS Live 2018.
Congratulations, you did it.
Everybody did it.
We all did it.
Boom, bam.
We'll see you on Friday, November 2nd in the Council Chambers Theater at the Zappos Corporate Center in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Congratulations to the people that made this happen. You.
Thanks for being the best fans in the world.
The fans of the Mike O'Meara Show.
Was that you? Was that
I think
like
it might have been from a voicemail that I left. Jim, he pulls from a lot of sources.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Shop on Amazon. Everybody does it. It's easy and it saves money. It's a no-brainer. But we do need you to use your brain and remember to access the site by clicking the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. That will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob Spiewak?
I love this. I have this.
Yes,
you do. And I have to get up very early every day, and I have to set two alarms because I want to be sure. Mm-hmm. One of them is on my phone. But what if your phone runs out of charge?
Ooh.
So this is an alarm clock that can sit on your nightstand that charges your phone. It has a USB out on it, and it's got that thing I love where it projects the time on your ceiling. So when you wake up at night, you don't need your glasses, know what time it is. AM, FM radio, battery backup, 7-inch, it's tiny. It's only 7 inches wide, but it does everything you need, and it's under $30, and you can get it today at Amazon.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find that Barry Trotz thing and more at the top of MikeO'MearaShow.com. Then make sure we get credit. It'll cost you nothing. Now go spend money. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, June 19th, the day after Barry Trotz resigned as head coach of the Washington Capitals. Rob Spiewak, I am pissed.
As you know, last night at the 2018 MTV Awards, Barry Trotz won the Generation Award. No, I'm sorry. It was Chris Pratt who won the Generation Award.
God, sort of like a lifetime. He's such a smart guy. He is such a smart coach. The way he handled
I know.
The way he handled himself during the, just steady Eddie. You're not going to replace that really easily. It's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
So this is sort of like a lifetime achievement award at the it's called the Generation Award. And I like Chris Pratt. I have for a long time. I think he is funny, but I have a new respect for him because this is his acceptance speech. He gave his 9 rules to the next generation, and he's very thoughtful. I like this. Here's Chris Pratt from the MTV Awards last night.
This is what I call 9 rules from Chris Pratt, Generation Award winner. Number one, breathe. Number two, you have a soul. Be careful with it. Number three, don't be a turd. Number four, when giving a dog medicine, put the medicine in a little piece of hamburger, they won't even know they're eating medicine. Number five, doesn't matter what it is, earn it. Number six, God is real. Number seven, if you have to poop at a party, lock the door, sit down, get all the pee out first, and then once all the pee's done, poop, flush, boom. Just trust me, it's science. Number eight, learn to pray. And finally, number nine, nobody is perfect, but there is a powerful force that designed you that way. And if you're willing to accept that, you will have grace. And grace is a gift.
I didn't know he was
that. And like
that
the freedom guy that we enjoy in this country, that grace was paid for with somebody else's blood. Do not forget it. Don't take it for granted.
Pretty good speech, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very surprised that it
was. Must have a good pastor.
I suppose he do. I feel so sorry for Jean Blanc on The Bachelorette last night. Because he came up to Becca, and what he did, he played the game wrong.
Mm.
He said, I love you. And then he got sent home. Awkward.
And I wanted to let you know that I'm truly falling for you. And I'm falling in love with you.
You know, I don't know your relationship history. And you say that you haven't been feeling like this in a while. And so I don't know what it is that brought it on so quickly. I think we're just on different wavelengths.
Ouch.
Right now. I just didn't realize that. Where you were at in your feelings with me. And it's just...
It's not necessarily where I'm at. I just thought that...
Trying
to
save
it. Wanted to take things and you're ready and that's, you know, that's what you wanted to hear.
what you just said isn't true? I guess I'm confused now. You're just saying things to tell me
rube.
That I want to hear certain things?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I don't know now. It just feels really off.
Yeah,
okay, well, I wish you the best.
Likewise.
I wish you the best. I'll see you on the reunion show.
Good day, sir.
Not so great. And
good
Mike,
day.
I'd like to close with this. I know you're a fan of music. Do you like punk rock?
Some of it. Yeah,
you're going to love this new punk rock record. I can't stop listening to it.
1, 2, 3.
For that remix. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh my god, Eric did it again. He did another one, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did the jazz one, I think. The jazz club one. Yeah.
That's awesome.
By the way, I tried to get him to do another one and he won't do it anymore. He knows.
He's like,
he knows that it's going out there. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Meara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Meara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. And really, we want to thank everybody that made our show in Las Vegas a sellout.
Woo!
God bless each and every one of you, and we will not let you down. We got a great show planned for Las Vegas, Nevada in November of this year. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Meara saying, join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Meara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.